After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big ol' move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Nation to a very hungry edition of Cafeteria 51, a very overdrawn, overdue, is that the word I'm looking for? And an inaugural Cafeteria 51 for Mr. Flora himself.
Hi, I'm here for the meats.
I was told there'd be food. And we have some special guests. Why don't you introduce our special guests, one of which is the proprietor of all these fine delectables in front of us.
Well, if you know anything about me, you know that I'm always here for the food. So producer Lisa here with the food.
Yay!
Yay!
Pause for effect. Pause.
I had to bring my own food this time. Not sure how I felt about that, but it was all packaged.
Yeah, so and you brought a ringer for us, sir, right?
I did. My wife, Annie, is here.
Take my wife, please.
From the illustrious Quiz Quiz Bang Bang podcast.
That's right. It's illustrious. She also likes food.
She's like, it's pronounced illustrious.
Wait, is this stuff got illustrious in it? Isn't that what makes you grease shit?
Yes.
It's oh, that was illustrious.
No, it's in the
with Aline.
Little leaky. Yeah.
It's like nothing screams a good snack like may cause anal leakage.
Oh, that is on one of them. I don't remember which one.
So a very overdue
Lester Roulette.
So a very overdue Cafeteria 51, and also it's themed, and this one was Lisa's pick. Sorry, this week we're not eating like burnt hair crickets and shit like you guys constantly send to us. What's the snacks here? What are we eating?
So we are road tripping, and I know that when I like to go on road trips, I have certain things I always eat that I don't usually eat at home.
Big chunks of meat, jerky.
So I loved.
We had to drive for 20 minutes yesterday. We stopped for gas, and she comes out with two giant beef sticks, and she's like, "You said you didn't want anything." Ate both of them in front of me.
What were their names?
Daryl, and oddly enough, Daryl.
Very themed. I walked into like a truck stop type gas station, you know, just in one of the suburbs. I grabbed Mountain Dew and beef sticks and a carton of cigarettes, and I felt really good about my life choices.
You're like, for about it's time an hour. To go to Vegas.
She
now.
Goes, about I walked an out, and the woman goes, "Enjoy your cigarettes." She goes, "I don't know if she was being nice or snarky." I'm like, I don't know.
I think she was being nice, but she could have commented on the beef jerky.
Now, before we start this, speaking of road trips, you did try something yesterday that was absolutely repulsive to
me. Oh, yeah. So with my road trips, I have traditions. So first of all, I sing really loud, really poorly, to really bad songs, like, you know, guilty pleasures, like Celine Dion and Britney Spears, tell everybody. Then I end up sounding like this, where I have a raspy voice, which is great. I also like to drink sodas that I don't drink. I like to get beef products and strange
She never drinks. Troy says she never drinks calories.
Unless
so
they're alcoholic.
Yeah. So, like, that's the only time she gets, like, regular
sodas.
Right, I'll
get, like, a real
stuff.
Coke or whatever, and, you know, and then, like, some chips and stuff. So, what did you yesterday, get? I thought I would try new, you know, Coca-Cola has these new flavors. Mm-hmm. And a while ago, I tried, they had the Starlight, which wasn't terrible. I would say, like, if I had to describe it, it was kind of like...
These weren't regular, though. You got the zero ones,
I know,
too,
but
so.
Still. It was like a... What do you call it? A cream soda, berry kind of flavor. I wouldn't get it again, but I didn't want to vomit.
Yeah.
But the thing was, it's a mystery because they don't tell you what the flavor is. They just say, Starlight. You know, well, what do you think Starlight tastes like?
It's ham.
So they have a new one. They have a new one. Yesterday, I think it's Dream World or something like that. Don't do it. Because I thought
she cracked
I was
open
chugging
the smell. I was like,
non-alcoholic,
and hair and shit.
Yeah, non-alcoholic NyQuil.
Ooh.
Which nobody should ever have non-alcoholic NyQuil.
Is that a thing? Like, is there NyQuil with, does NyQuil have alcohol in it?
It does have alcohol in it.
Fuck, I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have bought all that chicken for it.
Did they have a gluten-free NyQuil?
Yeah. It's possible.
I'm a gluten for
punishment.
But
anyway, this dream world was a place you didn't want to go.
Oh, we buried the lead here. I completely forgot. This is all in
here?
Person. Road trip. Oh. That's the reason they road tripped here. I'm an idiot. So David and Annie are here. They came all the way from parts unknown Colorado to the lower fourth dimension. And all we give them is a couple beef sticks that they're going to try here in a minute.
Right. So I guess I can get into my snacking. So I tried to go off my typical snack theme.
So give us a rundown of what we got.
Yeah, I'm going to go through it. So my typical snack theme, as I mentioned, in case you weren't listening, was beef dried typically.
Beef.
And like chips, like that, you know, maybe, you know, different areas, different regions, even
across
the U.S. have like
that's
different
my favorite thing
flavor chips. Like you can get ketchup chips some places and things you can't get other places. I tried to actually, so on the chip end of things, I, except for one, tried to actually do a little bit of a healthier choice.
That's fucking
selection.
Stupid.
So we'll go through those and we can try them. So
I know.
You don't have to eat those.
You got
Stop.
Kale chips, beet chips, pork rinds. I'm with it. And apple chips.
Okay. The apple chips are great.
They are delicious. I don't like beets, and you got beet chips. I'm going to try it.
This isn't about you.
I was more excited to eat the cricket than I am these beet chips.
Okay, well, without further ado then, where should we start with
this? Let's go through everything before.
Okay. So those are my healthy-ish alternative chip selections.
I like that pork rinds is included.
they are oven-baked pork rinds.
Oh, okay, my bad.
They are skins from pork raised without antibiotics, and they have pink Himalayan and sea salt and 0 g total carbs. So these are healthy pork rinds.
Oh, and they float in 0 g.
We all float down here, David.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they're not expired, so that's
great. All right, so then we're moving on into before we get into these, then we're going to go to the not quite meats. Because the rest
closer.
Of these, everything else, spoiler alert, is a form of jerky.
Those are too.
We have Beyond Meat Jerky, plant-based, slow roasted, kettle cooked, and zero love. I don't know what that means.
What
it's
hell?
Our marriage, honey.
No, that's what I threw
in. Let me ask you something. So do you think people who are making beef imitation stuff, meat imitation for vegetarians, stuff like that, they're like, well, we don't want to say it's almost meat. What else can we, how can we market this?
Near meat? No.
Go further.
Excruciatingly close to meat. Nah.
But then how come on the label?
Further.
The label of Beyond Meat has a steer with a cape. Not joking.
Well, that's what happens when cows stay alive. That's why we eat them. So
frequently. Now they're majestic.
That's my liner and it's a magician. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, carry on.
Then the next one, I'm actually interested in this. It is jerky and roasted garlic and black pepper. Portobello mushroom jerky.
Hmm.
It's an interesting one.
That should be with the beef.
This one in the bag feels a little softer, which is probably because of the mushroom texture. I'm interested.
The moisture content
then
is higher.
We have two surprises. So our friend brought these to us from, where was it? South Dakota?
Parts unknown.
Yeah. Marisol, a friend of ours, brought us. Let's see what this is. This is smoked chipotle beef jerky and Jackass Joe's jerky. Hold on one second here. They're Area 52 jerky. You've entered another dimension. Jackass Joe's jerky is out of this world, and it has an alien on it. And she said, I saw that, and I knew you had to have it.
And it says Fat Man's Beef Jerky LLC. So I don't know if the it was because she was calling you a fat man or obviously a jackass.
I'm okay with both.
She didn't get it from you. She brought it
pretty,
to you.
She's pretty, so, you know.
And they're from fine. Jackass Joe's.
Yes, from
Jackass Joe's. Jackass Joe's a fat guy. Hey, leave him alone.
Hey, my jerky's out of this world.
And then I got a little crazy.
Okay.
So I
sliced your tires.
I'm going to leave the best for last. But first I thought, okay, so, you know, we've got the non-meat meat. Now we've got weird meat. Yay. So we've got some, a whole variety here where
you have to point out that weird meat is meat.
Meat. So just a few of them. We're going to try an alligator beef stick. A venison beef stick.
We might not try them all, but yeah, name them all. Whatever.
Okay. So all of them. Elk. Kangaroo, turkey, not so weird, is it? Beef and ostrich.
Okay.
Maple, duck, beef and buffalo, antelope, alligator, chorizo flavored. This is.
She can't even read it. It's foreign.
What is it?
It's some foreign animal.
Chorizo flavored snack stick. That's not meat.
Wow.
That's chorizo flavored sticks.
But that is what they've scraped up off the floor from the rest of the stuff.
Those are called added floor
a bunch
leaving.
Of spice.
Oh, we need to bring this to Omar. Just put it aside. You'll understand.
Omar's coming.
And then a venison stick with teriyaki beef. Okay, so those sounded fun. And then, okay, because, you know, even though it's Cafeteria 51, it's Hysteria 51. What? Guess what I found?
Mythical Meats Original Snack Sticks Exotic. What's that?
Game? Tart
game. So there's like four lines on there, each of them in a different font, and they all get harder to read.
Yeah, and the picture is super cool. So the ones I can pronounce are Kraken, Loch Ness Monster, Pegasus, Phoenix, Unicron? Unicorn, just kidding. Griffin, Dragon, Chupacabra?
Yep.
Chimera?
Chimera.
Chimera, because that's what you said. And the
Basilisk? Do you know what a chimera is?
Well, according to this, no.
Oh, it tells you?
No, it tells you what's actually made out of because these are mystical creatures.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me see this.
This is a chimera.
Can we get to eating? I'm hungry.
Actually, all joking aside, though, they are like alligator and
some of them
turkey,
double on these. I didn't realize that until after it happened, so sorry.
Alligator.
Is this why cryptids
homeless
are so
man,
fun?
Whatever that's
they've been, yeah,
all
processed.
Turned into jerky.
So.
All right, kids, where are we starting? Are we starting with meats or chips?
Let's start at that end.
Yeah, I agree. Right. Mm-hmm. So she already opened the rinds, mm-hmm. And I could.
So I love pork rinds. Do you guys ever get pork rinds on the road?
We never choose to.
Really? So these like probably are not as good as we usually get, like the hot and spicy ones or barbecue or something.
Yeah.
Has a little more flavor. These probably taste like styrofoam if I'm gonna just go out on a limb there. But I'm
since
like a
they're oven baked.
All right, so here we go. These are oven baked pork rinds. Mm. Oh, they're good.
These are really tasty.
Super salty though.
They are salty.
Really? I don't taste the salt at all. Oh, I eat Vegemite with a spoon. That was a previous episode.
He ate Vegemite on the show one time, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. How'd it go? Was your mustache not curled before that? These aren't bad.
Also, they're smaller pieces, some of them. They're like cut. Mm-hmm. It's not like when you put like the giant pork rind in your mouth and it almost cuts the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, fancy stuff. All right, let's go to the.
Hold on. I got to give them the real treat of it all.
Give them the what for.
Okay. So. All
right. I say we leave those for last.
Let's go beet.
Let's get beet chips. I've never had beet chips. Have you had beet chips?
No.
God, no.
Yeah, but some of these, you know, sometimes you're surprised at what they actually taste like, you know, even
this
something
doesn't
you don't
taste like ass.
Well, remember we were on a plane coming home and we got spoiled in first class and they gave us all this like fancy little snack pack thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it had all these weird, like, not weird, but like different, like this kind of stuff. And it was like really good. I was like, "Oh, that's good." That's
it's the stuff that you like. You can't find it unless you're in like the weird aisle at
Whole Foods.
Yeah, somewhere like or World Market. All right, here we go on these. They look like they're going to be crunchy.
You do not like this. I like it.
It's a straight beet in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious. It needs to be on a salad.
Wow,
this would actually be okay on a salad. Like if you like beets, I do not like beets.
I could actually tell, like, where in the ground in the earth this came
from. Doesn't it taste like dirt?
Decatur, Illinois.
Beets taste like dirt. Yeah. No, I am not okay with
it. I love beets. And I actually, I'm going to finish these if you guys don't want them.
Please smite them. Annie, what was your thought?
I don't know if I eat beets, so I guess it tasted like a beet, which is a...
Whoa, these kale ones look like exactly what I thought they would.
Weed?
It looks like, yeah, like we just got back from the dispensary.
My mom's basement. It looks like my mom's basement. I mean...
Does your mom grow weed?
No, she eats, I mean,
she eats weed.
So
she eats weed all the time.
She eats,
from her basement.
No, basement weed.
Basement weed.
I don't know what I got.
It's kale.
Eating.
It's just fried kale.
Okay.
All right. Here we go on the kale chips. Oh. Softer than I want it to be.
Oh, I don't hate that at all.
I don't like that very much.
No, I like that.
I don't like that.
You know why you don't like it? It has a sour cream and chive taste.
It does, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I like it better than beets, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
These are delicious.
So you like all the
life weird. Changed.
Now these we had on the plane. We're getting ready to open the apple ones.
These are delicious. I've had
and
these.
Then they have a couple different flavors. Yeah. And also I found them at Costco in a huge big bag.
Yeah.
And they're like a great like.
They're called Bear. They're
B-A-R-E.
Yeah.
Bear baked crunchy Fuji Reds apple chips, and they have a couple different varieties. I think they're really good. I feel like you can't eat a lot of them. Because they're kind of filling.
Is that a challenge?
And the first time I have them, every time I have them, though, I feel like the first bite, I don't love it. And then I go and I have another one. I'm like, no, I do like. And I
there
think it's because
there are stems in these bags. You got to watch them pull a stem out sometimes.
But don't you feel like because the first bite you expect it to be salty, not sweet, and so it kind of like messes with your mind, and then you go, oh no, I like it. What do you guys think?
Mm-hmm. I like it a lot.
It's
like
tart. It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like.
Yeah,
how dry
it's got like
it
a sourness to it.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice, like, road trip snack that's, like, not as, like, greasy and, like,
it's, like, dehydrated, but it's slightly better for you because they've over-dehydrated it, so they've pulled out most of the nutrients, so you don't get as much of the calories as well.
There's lots of carbs in it, though.
All right, so when you guys road trip back, if you want to take the beets, I'm just kidding. I want them. Anybody else need some pork rinds?
I want to take the beets.
No, I like the beets. I like nobody.
We're not even done, and she's like already bogart. These are mine. No. I will stab you,
please.
All right, so let's do. Before we go to the, let's go to the not meat, almost meat, then meat. So we're gonna do portabella. I'm actually interested in what these are gonna be like. We went to her aunt and uncle's one time, and they made portabella burgers.
Yeah, we like that. David can make them. David makes a mean portabella burger.
Well, and Brent's not like a mushroom fan as a rule. But sometimes they just don't even taste like mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Portabellas don't taste like mushroomy to me.
Yeah, I used to hate mushrooms. Now I like them.
It depends on the mushroom.
You know what? A lot of mushrooms taste similar. I think that like they also have very different tastes.
Yeah. Well, let's try these. These look like almost like longleaf tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's. I mean, there's not a lot of taste.
It's chewy.
Mm-hmm. Very chewy.
It's like
It really tastes like you put tobacco in your mouth, like a.
Yeah, like you're
like beech nut.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Oh man, then I just turned my stomach because I'm thinking about eating beech nut.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm a skull man.
Fan of that.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if I like if I have to chew really long on something.
I mean, it's really jerky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the closest thing to jerky we've had, which is weird.
Yeah, it's actually pretty. I mean, I think it's well done. I don't like it. Maybe it's that wet jerky we were talking about.
It is a little wet. I wonder if this is going to be too.
The door busts open. Here comes.
And my dog runs in. So funny.
Did you say
we
wet
were talking.
Meat?
We were preparing today, and we had all the meats getting put up in a bag and stuff. And then I said, I've got a lot of dried meats. And he said, we don't have any wet meats. And one of my dogs like leaps and bounds in from the other room and jumps up and like gets in David's face. He's like, you know what wet meat is?
Give me some.
You've probably all seen his little mean mug. He's the one with the little RBF and the the little teeth coming out.
Maybe I'll put a picture of him on the cover.
He's like, is there meat here? I know there's meat and strangers.
So speaking of meat, we're not eating meat this round. We're moving on to the Beyond Meat. Is this flavor, Danny?
We've gone too far. We've gone past it.
We need to back up after this.
It is hot and spicy.
Ooh, sweet. Ooh. Hot and spicy Beyond Meat. Here we go. Mmm. Consistency is pretty close.
It's
flavor, is
it all right over there?
I can't chew it.
It's kind of weird.
Very hard.
Well, my piece wasn't hard.
Mine was curled into itself, so it was like a thicker one.
I'm going to stay away from not cows. Ooh.
This is spicy.
I think it would be great if it had a different flavor. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either. It's very close to jerky with how chewy, but still you can get through it.
Mm-hmm. It might be the flavor too. Like, I think you're right. Like, that
except
I don't
for care probably for. Like $17 a pound because jerky's so expensive anyway.
You know, it wasn't the non ones were not that bad. But yeah, I mean, they did a good job of getting the consistency right. You know, if you do want a jerky and you don't want to eat a meat, I think they're actually
let's just
good.
Do this one here. We'll throw this one aside. We're gonna do smoky chipotle beef jerky. This is the Area 52 jerky from Jackass Joe's UFO Jerky, Smoky Jerky, Chipotle Jerky. There's a lot of jerky written on this.
In case you weren't sure. Jerky, jerky, jerky.
The only thing that's just terrible about the Beyond Meat is that after you get through it, there's a little bit of a synthetic taste in your mouth.
Aftertaste, yeah.
Like a
is that
plastic.
Why I like it so much? Mm. Yes. I like my processed.
Yeah, this tastes like regret.
All right, so this... Ooh,
oh my gosh!
That's
there
a big
you
old
go.
Chunk. Yeah.
Looks, oh, we should have brought
now
toothpicks.
It already looks like this is going to be delicious.
Yeah, we should have had toothpicks. So
shoulda, coulda. Wow. There you go.
This is carne asada right here.
Yeah.
This is like really.
We're pulling out chunks
sliced,
like,
but like in a good
they're
way.
They're like flesh. It's
holy
just
God.
Flayed flesh.
Oh, I don't know. I just pulled out a giant chunk of jerky, and I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm semi turgid right now, just looking at it. Lisa turgid. Never mind.
Turns out.
All right. So this is chipotle beef. Jerky. It's not great. Not terrible.
It's got a taste.
It's chipotle.
It's got like a dairy taste, doesn't it? Like dairy farm taste.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm chewing into the microphone. Sorry about
Oh my
that.
God. That's a really well way to put it. Like dairy? A milky up front.
Like something you would smell on a farm.
This is poop based.
We were just in Nebraska. We know what cows smell like.
Yeah. We were told when the wind changes, this is what it feels like.
I think this is a I don't mind it. It's probably my favorite so far. Well, it's either portobello or the Beyond Meat.
Oh, but is that the brisket one? One of them is a brisket one.
Yeah, this is the chipotle.
This is brisket. We'll just do that one. Pull off on this one.
Do you guys know what chipotles are?
What?
Well, no, this isn't a joke. They're dried jalapenos.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew that.
I did not know.
I thought you were
going to
say something funny.
No.
All right, Lisa. Pick us out.
I can't do it on demand.
So we're moving on to the sticks, but we're going to do it in an exotic meat.
All right.
Here, let me
you're
see
not doing the peppered?
Quick.
You're saving?
If you want to open it, it's fine.
No. I mean,
I don't give a shit. Here, let's do it.
Oh, I thought it's in front of me.
We're gonna have to eat all this on the way home, you know.
That's not how it works. But if you want, whoa,
that's probably the worst thing. You what? Should we divide that?
No, I'm eating this. Don't be silly.
All right,
you son of a bitch. You put your hands over here. You ain't come back.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been waiting for this to be open for so long that the other night, in the middle of the night, when I got up for my midnight snack that I'm not supposed to have, I almost busted in.
When did that start? She just started eating in the middle of the night. I'm the fat one. She's like, I ate last night.
It's a disease. My dad is the same way. It's actually a thing. It's called NES. And it's like a compulsive...
Never enough satiation?
No, it's like, it's a real thing. It's like, you can't... It's like a mental disorder, but like, I looked it up recently.
Yeah, just like my disease, alcoholism. I got a disease.
This is real. If this is a real problem I have.
Eating in the middle of the night?
Yes. You think I do it compulsively. It's actually real.
Black pepper brisket going in my mouth.
Well, I'm just telling, I'm educating the world that if you eat in the middle of the night, you're not alone, and it's okay. It's okay to eat in the middle of the night. We can get help. It is a real thing.
You gotta stop talking so you can eat.
I like the sweetness.
got a teriyaki flavor, doesn't
it? Yeah. I love teriyaki.
Almost like a chewy in a good way.
Oh, the taste changes. It's like soapy, teriyaki.
Soapy?
Sugary. It's going all over the place.
Because it's a brisket. Okay. Liquid smoke added.
Liquid smoke?
Mm-hmm. What's my dad cooks with
it makes it taste smoky, like off the grill kind of.
Ever see that? It's just like.
Smoker.
It's literally just like you do like like tiny drops like you do like Tabasco, but it looks like Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
The good thing is like some of these jerkies and stuff, they're actually pretty low calorie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're kind of a good snack.
They're lean.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's why, because what you're tasting. Beef brisket, sugar, soy sauce, salt, some other kind of salt, salt, honey, corn syrup, Worcestershire, and corn syrup, and then vinegar, and then black pepper, and then lemon juice, and then liquid soap, and then nitrous liquid oxide.
Liquid soap.
Nitrous oxide?
All right. Nitrous
is
oxide.
Is that supposed to be in here?
What the hell?
It's
got laughing gas in it. We're not going to talk about that anymore.
All right. Moving on, we're going to go to...
I like that it's like, it's not teriyaki. It's just got soy sauce and honey in it.
But you can cut them with dinner.
So I will. I picked out three of these for us. We're going to do alligator, Cajun style, maple duck, and kangaroo outback brand.
Oh, boy.
All from Buffalo
Wild
Bob's. This is the kind that it's Buffalo Bob's. You put your lotion on your skin while you eat it.
Oh, gross.
Nice. These came from a pit in the basement.
Mm-hmm. It puts the jerky in its mouth.
Is it a bad habit that I'm cleansing my palate with pork rinds?
It is the most neutral thing on the table, though.
If anybody else cleanses their palate with pork rinds, we can talk. That's not a euphemism.
So
just an actual thing.
So I had fried alligator nuggets once at a bar. I don't think they knew how to make them. I was watching a Kentucky basketball game. They beat the Florida Gators, and so my friend and I were like, let's celebrate by eating alligator.
Eating some gator.
Okay, yeah. So this one is...
I've had it good or bad. It can taste fishy.
You can have fishy or chickeny, like almost.
Yeah.
And it should be more consistency of a really tender chicken breast.
Oh, this was
and
chewy as
it
all.
It should
hell.
Not yeah. really have a lot of fishy. Like, there's,
if you get too big of a piece of the tail, sometimes it'll be.
Yeah, but gator can be really good, but I've had it be really bad.
All right,
too.
This is kangaroo. Here
kangaroo.
We go.
Kangaroo.
Wow.
From down under. Wait, no, that's not how you say it. Huh? Where's my veggie?
Who's down under?
This one's got a.
Down under.
Can you do your spice. Australian?
Here we go.
Oh, hey, let's put another shrimp on the barbie. Oh.
Okay, now let's hear Annie do it.
Crikey.
Ew. Oh, hey, shrimp on the barbie.
Now, what we have here is a... I don't know. That one didn't have much taste, did it?
It didn't, no. It definitely tasted Slim Jimmy, but...
Do you think it was because it was kangaroo, or...
Like, I would... maybe, but I, like you said, Slim Jimmy, you're right, kind of... I think a regular Slim Jim has even more flavor.
Yeah,
almost.
The kangaroo is pretty
this
lean,
is
I
have,
think, right? Like, is kangaroo
I
a leaner?
I have no idea.
So this one is maple duck.
I don't know that people eat it a lot because they wouldn't have any kind of meat or food problem in the world ever because there's so many kangaroos.
Right.
You guys liked the sweet. This is going to be maple duck. Duck is usually very fatty.
Yeah, gamey.
So
I like.
I'm guessing these have a lot of liquid smoke in them, do they? Does it
no,
say?
Just what did I say? Nitrous oxide.
Want some nitrous oxide?
Well, what I really mean is sodium nitrate.
A preservative.
She's also the person that
wants make you laugh.
She's also the person that once told me, you know, I don't use numbers to count.
What?
So,
who uses numbers to count?
Let's go, Mabel. Right. Duck me.
Duck down. Softer, much softer. Mm. Okay, not bad flavor. I don't taste the maple. Oh, there's the maple inside. Questions, comments, concerns?
I didn't get a lot of maple.
I didn't get a lot of taste. I mean,
you really gotta like swish it around with your pork rinds.
You gotta swish that duck around in your mouth.
Here, do you need a pork rind?
This one's one that if you eat for a long time, I think you're gonna start like questioning things and feeling bad about
it. You wanna cleanse your palate?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm already questioning things.
Like, I don't know, it makes me sick to my stomach to think about eating this long term, this duck
I only like my duck force-fed till it dies. What's that called? Foie gras or whatever?
Yeah. Foie
gras, which is surprisingly good. And
it's
good.
Just liver.
Yeah.
Okay, this is alligator Cajun style. Because how else would you eat an alligator? Yeah. Also, nitrous oxide.
All right, here we go. Alligator Cajun style.
Yep.
Wow, that is different.
Yeah, it's got a different front end taste right away.
It's less soft than the duck.
Mine's still pretty soft, but...
All right, please don't eat unicorn.
What is that taste? Like, there's a...
Yeah, there's a front taste. I don't know what it is.
It's sort of...
Yeah.
But Cajun's better.
Yeah.
This is like, it's some kind of, in the world of pepper or paprika or something.
All right.
Yeah, I just got a smoky heavy, kind of. The peppery kind of.
The back end's a lot of pepper.
Yeah.
I'm just getting to the back end. There's a I actually like that. Like one of my favorite.
Capsaicis?
One of my. Capsaicin. There is none in black pepper.
Capsaicis.
Tell it to my dad.
One of my favorite things, spices, is black pepper. I love it. And I like, it's funny, when we started dating, I was like, I don't want to be weird, but I use a lot of pepper. Like, if I eat soup, I'm like unscrewing the top. She goes, what'd you mean, my dad? We go to have somewhere and there's soup, and he like unscrews the top of the pepper. I'm like, we can.
Or the eggs that ended up black.
Yeah.
Sunny side up eggs. But he's like, I'm really embarrassed. Please don't judge me. I'm like, I don't care what you eat. I don't have to eat it. And literally he pours it out and I go, he goes, see, I know you judge me. I'm like, no, we're going to breakfast with my dad tomorrow. Just wait for it. He's like, there's no way he, holy shit.
My dad doesn't taste anything.
No.
So he's just like, I can taste.
What he means is he has no taste in women, right. Friends,
we're
children.
Moving on to our last three of exotic mates, whatever these actually are. We have Loch Ness
magical.
Monster, Chupacabra, and Kraken jerky. What do you want to start with?
Oh, my God.
Release the Kraken!
Yeah, let's get that one over.
All right.
With.
Let's get
if
that
it
over with.
Has a fish flavor, I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't think
that
works. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. All right.
I've uncased
it. I'm going to make you taste it before I tell you what it really is.
Look at this.
You're going to be disappointed.
We're going to do some roulette here. Three-card money.
Oh, Kraken.
Which crap. One's which?
Kraken.
Crappin'.
You're not going to believe this, you guys.
It does Kraken. Have fish?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
All right, let's try her out.
It's got nitrous oxide.
It has nitrous oxide.
Here comes the Kraken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tastes just like what it is.
Mom used to make.
There's not been a one of these that I would be like... I'm gonna
have to have that again.
This one has like negative flavor. I don't even know what I'm eating.
You want to know what you're eating?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
On the sides, it's got a little sweetness.
Yeah. Like it's trying to remind you of teriyaki. It's like the LaCroix.
Yeah,
teriyaki.
Maybe that's it. What is it? What is it?
So it's actually duck maple. So the same that other one. It's duck, beef, maple syrup, maple sugar, salt, spices, brown sugar, citric acid, sodium nitrate, and stuffed in beef collagen casing. So there's the mythical part, the collagen.
Wonderful. I needed stronger nails.
Yeah.
All right, so
nails
we're
and hair. Yeah, that's going to work
keeping
out for you.
In the same vein.
Oops. This one's encased in veins.
Ew.
But this is really fun. So obviously.
Menudo soup, anyone?
So obviously, like we're saying
where's
on these tripe? These mythical ones, because except for you believers out there, let me rephrase that. So there is, there are potential Kraken.
Take a breath.
Our potential. I'm so excited about eating. I'm sorry. And I can't wait to eat more.
That's why we're married.
So obviously, like, you know, with even though there may be Kraken in the world, like catching them and eating them is probably a no-no. So
squid? We eat it all the time.
Maritime law.
No,
there's
like
no,
an actual Kraken or Loch Ness Monster. Come on. But it is kind of fun. They do these mythical meats, mm-hmm. you know, for like a fun kind of gimmicky thing. They were a little more expensive than the other ones, and they're like the same thing. But it's fun that they're not actually like weird. Like you said, oh, is this going to be fishy?
Right.
You know, they didn't really be
really
like, okay, this is from the sea. Let's make
it.
This taste like squid meat, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, they're
dried
not like,
squid
yeah,
meat.
I've never done that. Of course, I do like squid. So.
Pureed.
Yeah, but
calamari.
Dried squid meat doesn't even sound good to me.
All right. Loch Ness Monster.
All right. Where's the case for that? You gotta stop tearing on these. I can't read.
It wouldn't come out. It's too. This one's soft, so it's like falling apart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one guess what's actually the Loch Ness Monster. It's really soft.
tastes like one of the ones we've already had already, duck. Too.
It's just beef and buffalo.
Wow. Yeah, this tastes like nothing.
American bison. Because bison's so lean. And there's not a lot of extra flavors in this.
What we're learning here is the bear chips are fantastic. You can't go wrong with pork rinds. If you like the others, otherwise, jerky is a gamut of flavors. Like, you got find one you like and eat it, because even with the exotics, they don't taste like. Well, one time we were at Mariano's and they have an exotic meats counter and they have, like, you know, rattlesnake. They had camel. So, like, let's try it. It tasted exactly like beef, but cost 3 times as much. So I'm like, well, thank God that we made camel meatballs and spaghetti. You know, like.
It was good, but it was like a lean beef, you know. And, I mean, it had good flavor, but probably because of what we did to it and how we seasoned it. But it wasn't. So I get it if, like, you want to save the cows or you want a leaner meat or something like that. Or you're in an area where camels are, you know.
Prevalent.
Easier to get to, you're really not missing out on that taste necessarily. But to go to buy it, like, you know, in our world, at least, you know, definitely up here in Chicagoland, to go buy camel or, or, you know, something like that doesn't really make sense.
Or like rabbit. You know? You can find rabbit there. So that's what we were doing. And
but that's a different taste. Even though
She's scared of snakes, so she won't even eat.
They do come back alive in your stomach.
So. I had a nightmare.
I'm like, what is a better way to take advantage of something than to eat what you're scared of?
Last night, I had a dream about snakes because you told me not to watch a scene in a movie that has snakes that I didn't watch. In last night's dream, I went to go get out of bed and you said, before you go in there, there's a rattlesnake in there. And I said, well, how did it get up here to the 6th floor? And you said, they can climb. And I said, even with the rattle. And he said, like, do you not understand, like, logistics? And, you know, of course, I probably said no. And then he said, I said, well, if I have to go to the bathroom, what do I do? And he said,
you
turn on all the lights and you wear big boots. And I said, well, I didn't pack boots.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't prepared for this. And he was like, well, then you piss in your bed.
And I woke up. So then you all wake up.
And I woke
up
and had to go to the bathroom. And I was like,
every morning when I wake up, you're just staring at me. Like, oh, there's my dream. I'll just go back to what I was saying. What is a better way to get over something you're terrified of than putting it in your mouth?
Okay.
I am terrified of big titted Scandinavian women. I just want to throw that out there right now in case.
See, here's the thing.
You're suggesting that I put a snake in my mouth.
Here's the genie aspect of that.
Oh, yeah.
Hair first. Or feet first. I don't know.
All right. So what's this one again? I already forgot.
Chupacabra.
That's a chupacorn on the cabra. It's got a spicy. Chili spice.
Chipotle.
Wait, this one actually. Hold on.
This one says not edible.
Not. Please don't eat this. Not recommended for children or adults.
This one has a distinct taste.
So it says this is not actual chupacabra.
What?
What the fuck?
Turns out on the Kraken thing, it says also says not actually chupacabra. And
so what is this?
Same on the Loch Ness Monster, not chupacabra.
Do you really believe that, though? That's just advertising. It's got to be some chupacabra in there.
What is a chupacabra? We should be talking about that.
I bet FDA has an amount of chupacabra that's acceptable, like they have for, like, you know, flies in your peanut butter.
So I think most people probably know what a Loch Ness Monster is and a Kraken. What's
chupacabra?
A chupacabra
is the goat sucker. It's the
it's canid. It's a canine type of.
A lot of people confuse them for, like, they'll find, like, coyotes with mange, and they'll go, there's a chupacabra. Supposedly they would drink the blood of goats. What are
they'd
we eating?
Find goats.
You're eating not drained. Actual chupacabra. It is
a goat.
Yeah, it's a
chorizoed. Mexican style snack stick. It is pork, salt, spices, vinegar.
I'm a chorizo Mexican style snack stick.
Blah blah blah. Spanish pimento. And stuffed in a beef collagen casing again.
Definitely had a chili powder. It had a chili powder front end to me.
You know what? It's got a good spice back end. I don't hate it, though, but...
I'd say that's my favorite of the ones
of the ones we tried, yeah.
Why didn't they use goat meat?
Right. Yeah, like, yeah. It was the... It eats goats.
Yeah.
It's not goat.
No, it's not a goat, but it eats goat. It would be, like, the most similar to eating an actual chupacabra.
So, Annie, what was your favorite of everything that we just partook of? If you say the beet chips, I'll stab your ass.
He's got two instruments to do it with.
I have scissors and a knife. Choose your adventure.
I think the second from Dirty Ass Joe or whatever his name was.
His name's David, and you've been married for long enough to know that.
What's his name? Jackass
Joe. Yeah, Jackass Joe's. So that's the peppered brisket.
I think I like that one best.
Well, you can steal some because your husband has a big chunk on his little plate that he is refusing to eat.
I just threw the pieces in our mouths, and you and I did. They are like, I'll take a little bitty bite.
I will eat everything twice. I'm still eating these kale chips, man. And the thing is, they don't say that they're seasoned. Right,
like usually, they don't. Like, there's definitely some kind of seasoning.
Yeah,
to it,
absolutely. So everything else says like,
original.
Like okay, so like the
yeah, hold on, let me see.
The beet chips say naked, right? So that to me says like they're just going to taste
it's
like
in
beets,
a, it's
right?
In like in front of a big bowl of like sour cream or something.
It tastes like sour cream and onion, or like a ranch dressing, or something. I think they're delicious. I would actually eat.
So they also have carrot sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cauliflower bites and. They have their own version of beet chips, which are different than
but
these.
But isn't kale usually kind of bitter?
Nope.
Like if you eat kale, it's like on a very, salad?
Yeah, so it's the same brand as that, but their beet chips on here are different.
It's not great. But doing it like this, I mean, you can make these at home easy.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to go to my Amazon.
I make jerky at home, though. I have a dehydrator, and it it actually turns out really well.
Do you pepper the hell out of it?
So I have a mix that you like put in, you know, you measure it out and I add a little bit of
11 herbs and spices.
Yep. Yeah. 11 herbs and five and Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
It turns out really good. I didn't know. And then I did it. So I do them and I did like really dry and I left a couple thicker and like I dried them, but like almost like the, you know, I hate to use the word moisture wet, but left it a little slimy. Not as done. And, those are really good, though. You can only – they have to be ate within like a day or so. You can't leave them out. But they were really good.
Mm.
They were more like a – what you think of like a beef stick like you would get from like – what am I trying to say? Like a Slim Jim. That kind of consistency instead of like the hard lager.
Yeah, yeah.
I stopped listening. I was eating. Was I supposed to be paying attention?
So what we want to know, kids, while we're doing this is what are your go-to – road trip snacks, because I guarantee it's just not piles of meat. It might be, but Lisa's is piles of meat. And usually, which I was disappointed, it's usually a, what is it? Whiteout,
you know what?
Mountain
Dew. I
can't
find them all the time. So in my youth, I always.
In your youth? Like I usually, 3 years ago when it came out?
Mm-hmm. No, that's not what I was going to say. So I was always a diet soda drinker. I actually like it. I like the taste of diet soda. Now, every once in a while, I'm like, I want a real Coke. It tastes like crack cocaine. I'm going to drink it. I'm going to be happy for 5 minutes. I don't actually remember because of the incident. But, you know, I'm like, I want a real soda. So, but when I was like a kid or teenager, and then definitely in college, so I would travel back and forth to college, a lot of times driving by myself, like 5.5 hour drive. And I would get beef sticks and Ruffles sour cream and cheddar chips.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And I would get a real Mountain Dew or two. Mm-hmm. But that was like my thing. And like, I didn't even want it otherwise. But like on a road trip, I don't know. It just felt like that was going to be my meal for 6 hours. So it wasn't bad. And I still had a decent metabolism.
It's like
meal,
me and big titted Scandinavian broads I was talking about. You know, normally I just don't even
Nobody
want it.
Nobody asked your opinion. And you're holding a knife. Could you put it down? So a couple years ago they came out or whatever, they came out with Mountain Dew Whiteout. Mm. And it's only a regular, you know. I don't know what it tastes like. It's like, I guess like a squirt kind of version of something.
It's a different citrus than
like
the regular,
cloudy
but it's
citrus.
Still a citrus.
Have you had it?
It's like a hazy IPA versus a regular.
I
don't drink IPA.
She just ruined Mountain Dew for me with that whole IPA talk. I'm not a huge IPA fan.
Well, it's all right. You don't have to be.
It's all right. Annie didn't like you anyway.
It's okay. It's okay. I don't care.
I think they should have had bigger profiles, taste profiles for these mythical
don't you
things.
Think that, yeah, like
it, really good. Because three out of the four that we tried, or two out of the three, however many there were, were indistinguishable from each other.
How much you want to bet that this and this is the same company?
Right.
Probably.
Oh, no, I think they might.
This one's from Pennsylvania.
No, one's Michigan, one's Pennsylvania, which is essentially the same thing, right?
New York City.
It's not, but you know, I was actually disappointed too. So I bought the I bought the exotic ones and I thought, okay, that's cool. And I was actually there's like 12 sticks. I'd say like 7 of them are actually in my world exotic. Some I was like, this isn't exotic. Venison's not.
Duck isn't.
You know. Yeah. You know, for like that. But, you know, when you get into like kangaroo, I think, in, especially in our world, even alligator, like up here in the northern states, you know, those things are a little bit exotic, I would say, for a beef jerky that you're going to find.
Now, this one says 37-year-old hobo.
But when I was actually disappointed when I got the
tastes like onion.
The mythical the mythical meats, I was excited. The packaging's really cool. We will post some pictures online. The packaging on the mythical meats is super cool. It's a really fun concept. I thought maybe they would be more exotic. One we didn't taste. We'll do that home one day. Maybe we'll follow up. But Pegasus was antelope.
I start throwing dollar bills at
it. That might be a little different. A lot of them are mixed with beef, which is interesting. So like the duck is mixed with beef. The beef is mixed with buffalo, the antelope and beef. The griffin is beef and ostrich. Like, is it that, you know, ostrich is too hard to get? You can't just do like a whole beef.
I can't really pack it in that collagen.
I grew up down the road from an ostrich farm.
But I do think that that is exotic. So I would put ostrich in the exotic beef sticks. And I like that, you know, like whatever this is made from that. But I thought that the mythical ones weren't as creative maybe as they could have been. Even like you said, like we don't want dried like squid. You know, even if you like squid.
Hey, could try it.
I would try. Man. Yeah, you're throwing a lot of shade at squid over here.
I wouldn't try it. I'm not saying I would try it. I'm just saying they could try it.
I went to South Korea once and this plate of food appeared and I didn't know what I was eating and I grabbed something that looked like jerky and it was some sort of seafood thing and I just had to keep chewing it forever and it just kept getting more like potent.
Was it
skate
fish?
I don't know what it was, but it made me very sad. So, it made my mouth very
sad. So skate fish, I've had skate fish a couple times. I don't remember if it's, I forget where it's from. I think it looks like a ray, like a stingray, I think. I could be wrong on this. Somebody's going to tell me, I'm sure. None of you, because you don't know. But, and I had like a little piece and I was like, okay, I'll warn you though, like you have to keep chewing it. I'm like, okay, well, you're like chewing it like, bones. So not like bones, like fish bones, because I hate that. But like chewing it like
cartilage or something?
Cartilage. And so you're chewing and then
why
like
why do people choose that?
And then like so I have this piece that's like the size of like, you know, maybe a nickel. And I anyway, the guy's like staring at me. He's like, this is a delicacy. This is amazing. Yeah, and I'm like, great.
Some people like get their balls stomped on, but you don't see me signing up for it. No offense, David.
You know. He doesn't do that anymore.
It doesn't do any less either. Keep going.
It was really a weird mix, maybe like that. Like you just you can't stop chewing and then you're like you can't stop chewing, but you almost like can't spit it out either because you're not sure which way that's gonna go, you know?
Mm. That does not sound I think a lot of that stuff just stems from people going, this is exotic or this is a delicacy.
No, but I think
and then people
like,
pretend it's good.
So the skate fish, except for that like you can't stop chewing the cartilage, the taste wasn't overpowering or anything. I didn't feel like it was bad. I thought it was okay. Like I would potentially eat that if
it wasn't for X, Y, and Z. But
the taste of it wasn't bad. It was like I had to like.
But was the taste so good that you're gonna keep doing it? You know, go through that.
No, kind of like marriage. Oh, bad joke. Sorry, we'll cut that out in post.
In post my
marriage.
Post my missing poster, probably.
Post a Tinder profile.
I guess that's about all the food that I can eat online. Otherwise, you're going to hear me keep chewing. But if anybody else has any ideas for road trip snacks that are not
what's
super disgusting.
What's your go-to, especially if it's something different than these?
Yeah, and tell me like local place. You know, so like I said.
Except for that weirdo out there that's going to be like, circus peanuts, you go to hell.
Oh man, those things
actually,
will last forever.
I actually don't mind circus peanuts, but I know it's like one of those weird things that people
remember
love.
We found one in my car that one time and we didn't eat them. That was weird. But
what?
But I definitely would like to know like other places, other road trip things. You know, like I said, one of the things I mentioned is recently we had somebody from Canada bring us some ketchup potato chips, and now I'm kind of a fan, to be honest. And then they actually nicely sent us 5 different kinds of ketchup chips to try different ones, which is cool. But
sadly, I think Lay's was like my favorite.
Normally, they were really good.
Would never be the case.
Have you guys seen real quick that Lay's has like Dorito flavored Lay's now? It's like a special thing,
so you can, like,
limited edition.
Do you want your Doritos like
Cool
to leave grease stains
Dorito
all over?
Lay's.
Wow,
it's just
I don't
fun...
like Cool Ranch Doritos though. So
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a very, like, almost inception-y of, like, do you want your chip to taste like a different chip?
They did
this
a chili cheese chip. Frito yeah. one. And,
don't yeah. buy Doritos. Buy Lay's that are Doritos, yeah. but thinner. but yeah, let us know if you have any like road yeah. trip things. You guys have any go-to road trip things? You just road tripped all the way across the U.S. to get here. Anything you guys
just
had
a head
to have?
Full of meth to keep me up with the truckers.
I usually get combos. I like
what's your go-to? Which one?
Like pepperoni pizza.
That's I love it. Yeah. And I also find that a bag of combos, I'll eat them and then I put them down. And then I eat them, then I put them down. They last me a long time. Like,
yeah,
I can't eat a ton of them.
Right.
But I'll eat the whole bag, but they'll last me like a few hours, you know? I don't know. I can't just sit down and eat like a whole bag of combos.
Yeah.
Maybe some people
yeah.
can.
What about you, Annie? Any go-tos?
I like gummy bears.
Oh, my God. I love gummy bears.
Last story, then we'll get out of here. One time we went to Costco, and they had a five-pound bag of gummy bears and worms mixed. Mm. She bought it. And we're like watching movies one day, like all day. It's like a Saturday. And I hear her in the kitchen. She's throwing the bag away because I realize she's eaten half the bag like that
in
day.
A couple hours.
She, and it's in like a zip, like a sealed bag. She throws it away.
I'm crying.
An hour later, she goes in the kitchen in a huff. I'm like, what's wrong? Go in there. She's pulling the bag out of the trash and finished it.
I cried though. So
the next
it
day,
made
she
it
cried
better.
All day. She's like, I feel terrible.
And then figured out that they were the sugar free ones and, and you just like your anus leaked. Everywhere, all the time.
He said one quick story.
All right, kids, let us know your go to Hysteria Nation. You can tweet to us at Hysteria51Pod. Smoke signals always work every night from 7 to 7:04 p.m., depending on the time zone. Dave and I are listening if you want to send us telepathy. Mm-hmm. We take turns, so you never know which one you're going to get. And also, I want to say to Phil out there that sent us his. You know what I'm talking about. So with that said, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.